College students heading back to campus are encountering sticker shock. Fees at public universities are up more than 12% on average. The price tag at private schools is on the rise as well. While this year's increases are especially steep, college costs have been rising faster than inflation for many years. As a result, students and their families are borrowing more, and critics warn that some students may give up on college altogether. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Fall classes don't start for a few more weeks at the University of California, San Diego, but the financial aid office is already bustling. Counselors here have been scrambling to adjust students' aid packages in response to a 30% fee increase approved last month. Sophomore Joe Collins dropped by to see how far his scholarship will stretch.
Last year, I had a pretty much full financial aid, covered housing, you know, tuition, everything like that, other living expenses even. And this year, like, I expect maybe, you know, to get a tuition if I'm lucky, and, you know, not housing and everything else like last year. But I mean, I'm kind of hoping just to get at least tuition, you know.
UCSD will cost Collins about $5,500 this year. That's still a bargain compared to many other schools, but it's a big jump over last year's fees, and it will probably send Collins deeper into debt. As a freshman, he only had to borrow $2,600.
Which isn't too bad, you know, like I'd be really stoked if I only, you know, got away with that, you know, this year, but I don't know, and I don't think it's going to go that way.
A table in the waiting area is covered with handouts on ways to finance college and a lot of brochures touting bank loans. Vincent DeAnda, who directs the financial aid office, says loans are available, often on attractive terms.
The interest rate is at rock bottom. People can take loans out now at 2 and 3%, which is the lowest we've ever seen it, and I've ever seen it in 25 years here.
Borrowing for college is on the rise. In the year 2000, the last year for which figures are available, almost 7 out of 10 college graduates borrowed money for their education. The average debt was nearly $20,000. 50% higher than for students graduating 5 years earlier. The fast rising cost of a college education worries Congressman Buck McKeon. The California Republican is sponsoring legislation that would force schools to explain themselves when their costs rise at more than twice the rate of inflation. Under McKeon's bill, schools that don't succeed in containing their costs could eventually face federal sanctions.
The investment, I think, in higher education is one of the best investments anyone can make. But if we exclude people by keeping the fees so high that they're discouraged and don't even try or don't even attend, then we all suffer.
By one estimate, every $1,000 increase in college tuition prices 4% of potential students out of the classroom. While some of this year's fee increases are blamed on state budget cuts, they're actually part of a long-running trend. Cornell economist Ron Ehrenberg says, on average, college costs have outpaced inflation by 2 to 3% per year for at least the last 40 years. Ehrenberg, who wrote a book subtitled Why College Costs So Much, cites a number of explanations. For one, he says colleges have proven remarkably resistant to the kind of productivity gains that have helped control prices elsewhere in the economy.
I keep the same number of students each year as I did before. I don't continually teach more students.
And while students may save money by wearing imported clothes or buying electronics made overseas, they're not likely to leave the country for college, even if it's cheaper. So foreign competition is not a break on rising college costs. In fact, when it comes to the most prestigious universities, Ehrenberg says, domestic competition is not much of a factor either.
The numbers of students who want to attend these institutions, the lines keep getting longer and longer. And so because of that, there is no market force to hold the price down.
In fact, high school classes are expected to keep growing for the next 6 years, and 2 out of 3 high school graduates plan to go on to college. At UCSD, Joe Collins is adjusting to the higher fees. He's moving from the dormitory into a shared apartment, which will reduce his living expenses, and he plans on working about 20 hours a week as a supermarket bagger, up from his 10-hour-a-week tutoring job last year. Eventually, Collins hopes to trade in his supermarket apron for a job in mechanical engineering. First, though, he knows he'll have to get his college degree.
In the end, it'll all pay off, I think, like, as far as, you know, coming out with a degree from here, you know, like, I'm not really scared to borrow money. I see the reward, like, is greater than the risk.
Good-paying jobs in the U.S. increasingly require some college education. The danger is some students may be turned off by higher fees before they even get a chance to enjoy that college payoff. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.